60 years ago, on June 30, 1945, Wesley A. Brown took the oath of induction at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis and became the 6th African-American admitted to the Academy. His 5 predecessors had been forced out or resigned after relentless hazing, demerits, and even physical violence. But Wesley Brown persevered, and 4 years later became the first African-American graduate of the Academy. His story and the story of his predecessors has been documented by Robert J. Schneller, Jr. in a book titled Breaking the Color Barrier, the U.S. Naval Academy's First Black Midshipman and the Struggle for Racial Equality. Both Wesley Brown and Robert Schneller are here with us. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Now, you were appointed to the Academy by New York Congressman Adam Clayton Powell, Jr.
Yes.
In 1945.
Right. Powell was elected for the first time in 44. He took office in 45 and almost immediately was trying to find qualified candidates for both West Point and Annapolis.
And you wanted to go to West Point?
Yes. My godfather had enlisted prior to the Spanish-American War, had reached the rank of sergeant, attended our church, and talked to me often about West Point, and in particular, the 3rd black graduate of West Point, Colonel Charles Young, whom he had served under a number of assignments and just considered that Young was the finest person he'd ever met.
West Point had graduated 3 African Americans already.
Yes.
Did it take you long to decide that you would switch your desires and go to the Naval Academy instead of pursuing West Point?
Not too long. I believe I might have received the nomination to West Point, but I thought that the Naval Academy would be the greater challenge because no one had done it.
You faced harassment from what one of your classmates described as a knot of racially biased Southerners. This small group of upperclassmen piled on the demerits.
Well, this is true. A lot of this I was not aware of. On the other hand, I was aware that the demerits obviously added up, and I was quite concerned that I could have been dismissed for conduct. It's very difficult if an upperclassman reports you for you to say, well, no, I didn't do that, or I didn't say that. It's your word against his.
And in one case, I think you were reported for marching out of step on the way to class.
That's right. How do you say, no, I wasn't out of step? When? How can you do that?
How many did you get? Do you remember?
What was 108?
103 during the first semester and 5 during the second.
What happened between the first and the second semester?
Well, this I suspected something happened, but Bob's research pretty much tied it down.
There were a number of things that happened, and it's not clear if any one particular thing brought a halt to this demerit campaign, but it was obvious to several people that there was, in fact, a group of midshipmen who wanted to run Brown out. Brown's battalion officer was aware that something was going on, and he was from the South, but he had been in World War II and had combat and had seen African-American stewards perform every bit as bravely and competently as white sailors. And so I think that helped overcome the racism he was brought up with. And so if Brown got written up by an upperclassman for room and disorder, Brown's battalion officer would take that midshipman to his own room and compare it to Brown's, and generally Brown's was in better shape. So then he would tear up the conduct report.
And Jimmy Carter, the former president, was one of the upperclassmen at the time you were at the Academy.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
And Mr. Schneller, you write that Jimmy Carter also played a role in trying to silence some of this racism.
That's right. I gather the Southerners expected Carter, because of where he was from, to join their side. But Carter didn't. And Carter and Brown ran cross-country together. And there was one particular incident Back in those days, one of the plebe punishments was to do the number of push-ups corresponding to the year that you were going to graduate. So Brown, as a member of the class of 49, would be expected to do 49 push-ups. And there was an occasion where an upperclassman had Brown to his room and made him do several sets of 49 push-ups. Brown left his room and he was a little bit shaken. And Jimmy Carter went up to him and put his arm around Brown and offered some words of encouragement. And as the two parted ways, somebody from one of the rooms called Carter an end-lover.
Wesley Brown, do you remember that incident?
Oh, yes. There are a few things that happen from time to time that get you past this difficulty to the next one. I believe that most of the midshipmen at the Naval Academy or Americans in general, I believe in fairness. I tell the story that one day I came back from class and my room was in a mess. Books dumped on the floor, my bedding was pulled off, and obviously someone had done this deliberately. And as I was standing there with my hands on my hips, the officer of the day came along with the messenger. And he walked very slowly around the room, and he came back to me, and he said, "You made up your room today, didn't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir," and I was trying to hold the tears back. And he said, "I thought so," and he walked out. Well, that made me feel good for a couple of days. Someone asked me, "Did you ever feel like resigning?" And I said, "Yeah, just about every day."
Really?
On the other hand, the next morning I thought better of it. There are bad days, but then there are good days, too. And when the good days outnumber the bad days, then you're going to make it.
You made it through?
Yes.
On your own merits?
Yes.
And you graduated with the class of 1949?
Yes.
Tell us about that day.
Well, it represented accomplishment that I thought would ultimately come, but I really wasn't prepared for it. And when you see the hats thrown up in the air after each graduation, it looks same. But for the individual graduates, when you throw that hat in the air, it feels like your whole arm goes up about 1,000 feet or so, that you feel that you've accomplished something. I tell the story also that aside from that particular day, I went to church on Sunday. That was Friday. Went to church on Sunday, and my godfather, whom I mentioned earlier, Sergeant Hewlett Smith, was there. I wore my white uniform, and he wore his old Army uniform, his campaign hat. I do it all the time, Bob. And he saluted me. Now, that was really a feeling of accomplishment.
Wesley Brown, he was the first African-American graduate of the United States Naval Academy. He retired as a lieutenant commander after 20 years of service. Also joining us was Robert Schneller, Jr., a historian for the U.S. Navy. His book is called Breaking the Color Barrier, the U.S. Naval Academy's First Black Midshipman and the Struggle for Racial Equality. You can see a photo of Wesley Brown as a young man at our website, npr.org.